Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
Monday, Bloody Monday. That's you too. Around the National Football League, as we have started to see names pop up on the unemployment line, we start with the Bears of Chicago, probably one of the least surprising firings in Chicago. The Matt Nagy era is over, and general manager Ryan Pace goes with them. The fire Nagy cry has been growing louder and louder around Soldier Field. And Matt Nagy, who barely survived last season, ends up with another losing season. The Bears went on a losing streak after starting 3-2 with some frustrating losses along the way. Nagy was fired earlier this morning, a day after his fourth season as the team's head coach ended, according to the Chicago Bears. The Bears finished 6-11 after a season-ending loss to the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday afternoon. Nagy did finish his four seasons with a winning record of 34-31, but not enough progress was shown to justify a fifth season. Speaking of the Minnesota Vikings, they are cleaning house as well, as the Minnesota Vikings have fired Mike Zimmer, the franchise's third winningest coach after eight seasons with the team, have fired Zimmer and GM Rick Spielman after 10 years at the post. Zimmer's firing was not considered a major shock amongst those in the know, even with his relatively strong body of work, 72-56 and one, good for a 56.2% win percentage, places him third in Vikings history behind Bud Grant's mark of 158-96-5 and Dennis Green's 97-62 record. Zimmer led the Vikings to two NFC North titles, three playoff appearances, and a 2-3 postseason mark. And both victories were followed by blowout losses to eventual Super Bowl teams in those 2 years. Zimmer had signed a three-year contract extension in June of 2020 that was supposed to run through the end of next season, but the Vikings then turned in back-to-back sub-500 seasons in the past 2 years. Both campaigns got off to slow starts, got hot in the middle, and then cooled off at the end. Spielman had signed a multi-year extension in 2020 and been the GM since 2012, has generally been regarded as one of the better drafters in the NFL. Though Minnesota has had a handful of misses, they thought with the additions of guys like Justin Jefferson, through the draft, that he would stay on board, but that ends up not being the case. And they are joined in the unemployment line, surprisingly. This one might be a bit of a surprise. The Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Brian Flores, the most shocking move of an otherwise pretty static Monday. The assumption initially was that Flores' firing was going to pave the way for Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh to replace him, but Dolphins owner Stephen Ross said on Monday that, quote, "I'm not going to be the person to take Jim Harbaugh from the University of Michigan. I hope he stays there," end quote. Of course, Ross is a graduate of Michigan, where the business school is named after him, and also a major donor to the Wolverines football program. These were the first public comments of Stephen Ross in 2 years. So unless Ross is engaging in some semantics, mental gymnastics, it looks like Harbaugh will not be coming down to South Beach. Jeff Darlington of NFL.com said that that is not the case as well. Most likely, Ross just believes that Flores does not have strong enough relationships with key players, including Tua Tagovailoa, to make the next step happen. He said in a statement, quote, "I made a decision today to part ways with Brian Flores. After evaluating where we are as an organization and what we need going forward to improve, I determined that the key dynamics of our football organization weren't functioning at a level I want to be, and felt that this decision was in the best interest of the Miami Dolphins." So the Dolphins are now without a head coach. The Bears are now without a head coach. And the Vikings are now without a head coach. We thought that, and it was reported yesterday, we talked a little bit about this on the Carolina Kickoff Show, that Matt Rhule is safe, that Matt Rhule will stay on board as the head coach of the Panthers. But Jay Glazer of Fox Sports is now reporting that that job may not be as secure as we thought. Glazer said on Fox Sports, quote, "I know it's put out there that he's safe, not so fast. Matt Rhule has to hire a rock star offensive coordinator for him to actually save his job," end quote. The situation that Jay Glazer describes is that David Tepper has not made a final decision on Matt Rhule, and that he may be waiting to see what Rhule does in the next handful of days to keep that job. There are some names out there at the offensive coordinator position that seem to be attracting a little more attention than others. And Jay Glazer is reporting now that unless Matt Rhule can get one of those big name offensive coordinators to come to Carolina, then he may be out in the next handful of days as well. I doubt that. And I'm not saying I don't believe Jay Glazer, because I think Jay Glazer's good at his job. But I would like to think, although I have consistently questioned the decision-making process of the Carolina Panthers front office over the years, I would like to think that knowing how exceptionally dangerous it is to enter the postseason without a head coach, knowing that there are candidates that are going to start getting snapped up left and right, that they would have, if they were going to axe Matt Rhule, go ahead and given him his pink slip and let him walk at this point. But that has not happened. I do not know that that is going to happen. I'm keeping an eye on that situation. Matt Rhule still in play as the head coach for the Panthers, but according to Jay Glazer, they want to see him make a splash in the OC hiring before they decide to pull the trigger one way or the other.
I just would have thought that they would have fired him before now if they were going to. Did he get the vote of confidence from Tepper?
Yes and no.
Publicly.
That I have seen, but all the reports started floating around Saturday night into Sunday that Matt Rhule was keeping his job. And that's from Shefty and Mortensen and Glazer and Darlington and all the big names all reported that he would be staying on board. But I think the report now seems to be less he will be returning, and more, he hasn't been fired yet.
You know, back to Jim Harbaugh, and I'll have to see if I can find the article. I saw him linked to the Panthers job. And I forget where I saw it at, but I did see it because it like kind of caught my eyes. Like, why would Harbaugh leave after he just
made it to a semifinal?
Yeah, but it's the NFL, and maybe he's ready to go back. I don't know. I would be shocked if Rhule was fired.
You would be shocked?
Yeah, I would be. I think they're going to give him one more. I mean, I wouldn't be Brian Flores shocked, but I'd be shocked.
I would be shocked, not that he got fired, but that he was what appears to be the last in line for it to happen, right? Like, if Brian Flores gets fired, how does Matt Rhule keep his job? But like I said, I wonder if Carolina has, I said this on the show yesterday, I wonder, Lonzo, if Carolina hasn't stumbled into Al Davis territory just a little bit, where the owner made a decision, and in order to not have to walk back that he made an incorrect decision, he will struggle through another 2 or 3 years of mediocrity to try to let Rhule find his footing and take the next step. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. We got a few more spots. The top 18 draft picks are set in the National Football League, despite a shocking win over the Indianapolis Colts for the Jags to get to 3 wins on the season. They will have the first pick overall, courtesy of Detroit knocking off the Green Bay Packers. The Pack, of course, in an irrelevant game, as they already had the 1 seed locked up. We did see Aaron Rodgers for a little while, but a lot of backups playing for Green Bay. So Jacksonville knocks off the Colts. And by the way, keep the Colts out of the playoffs with that win. Well done, Indy.
You know, I have a good friend who is a Clemson fan and an Indianapolis Colts fan. And all I can think of is your boy from Clemson knocked you out of the playoffs. And Trevor Lawrence looked good. The entire team looked good. Or is it that Indy looked really bad? I don't know. I thought Trevor Lawrence played really, really well. Can't wait to see who his new coach is going to be and if there's going to be, you know, major offensive changes as far as scheme goes and stuff. But he looked good. That's the best. He looked like what he should look at this point of the year.
He looked like what we expected him to look like.
Yeah, that he had grown throughout the year and was starting to get it.
I'm intrigued to see what the Jags do. Rumor is they've already looked at Bill O'Brien out of Alabama, which of course they would. They're the Jags. But I'll tell you who I really like in that hunt to coach Trevor Lawrence. How about Byron Leftwich? How about the Bucs offensive coordinator? Why not? Why not take a flyer on him, right? We'll see where that plays out. Here's the top 18 picks as they stand. Jacksonville will once again have the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. The Detroit Lions will pick second, Houston third, the Jets fourth, and the Giants fifth. Your Carolina Panthers will pick sixth overall in the NFL draft. Their game yesterday against Tampa had no influence on how that played out. The Giants will have another pick at number 7 via the Chicago Bears. The Falcons 8th, the Broncos 9th. The Jets will pick again at 10 via a trade with the Seattle Seahawks. The Washington football team will pick 11th. Minnesota, Cleveland, and Baltimore are 12, 13, and 14. The Eagles got a draft pick from the Miami Dolphins at 15, so Philly will pick there. The Eagles will also pick at number 16 after acquiring that pick in trade for Carson Wentz. The LA Chargers will pick 17th, and the New Orleans Saints will have the 18th overall pick in the draft. Item number 2 on the lunch breakdown. We've talked a little NFL. Your NFL playoff brackets are officially set. In wild card weekend in the NFC, we now know that the Eagles will travel down to Tampa Bay and take on the Bucs. That one will be Sunday at 1 p.m. on Fox. The second game of the day, the 49ers of San Francisco travel to the Big D, and I do mean Dallas, to take on the Cowboys. That will be at 4:30. And then on Monday night, our 8:15 matchup, we get another divisional matchup as the Cardinals of Arizona, the 5 seed, travel to LA to take on the 4 seed Rams. That one's going to be at 8:15 on Monday. Of course, the Green Bay Packers got the overall number 1 seed and have the first round bye. In the AFC, we'll open up Saturday at 4:30 with the number 5 Raiders at the number 4 Bengals. We will then continue Saturday evening with an AFC matchup of the number 6 Patriots, divisional matchup on the road at the number 3 Buffalo Bills, who secured the division yesterday. That'll be Saturday at 8:15. And then on Sunday night, number 7, courtesy of the LA Chargers completely and entirely blowing it, the Pittsburgh Steelers will be in, and they will travel to Kansas City to take on Lonzo's Chiefs. That'll be your Sunday nighter at 8:15 on NBC. The number 1 overall seed and the bye goes to the Titans of Tennessee.
Chargers, why you take the time out?
What are you doing,
man?
Chargers?
Why you do that? It looked like the Raiders are going to say, okay, let's both go. Let's both go. Then you took the time out, and the coach is like, okay, you want to do that? We're just going to go ahead and kick a field goal and knock you out. I don't know if it's been addressed, but that's really what it looked like. Everybody on the field is shocked when he takes the timeout. Yeah. It makes no sense at all. I don't understand. Maybe he needs to go. Maybe,
it's unbelievable.
Maybe that put him automatically on the hot seat.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Chargers, Brandon Staley's guys on defense. The Raiders get it down to around the 40 going in. There's, 27 ticks on the clock left. And by everybody, from what we can tell, from just about everybody, the Raiders were going to take an E. Remember, the Raiders are in with a tie, right? The Raiders are in with a tie. And I know it's antithetical to what a lot of you guys believe, but the Raiders are in with a tie. From all we could tell, it looked like the Raiders were going to take a knee and just run the clock out, right? Take a knee, run the clock out. Both of you were in the postseason. The Chargers call a timeout. And the Raiders go, aight, word, we'll play. I don't know why the hell you're calling a timeout. There were some folks online saying that, you know, the Raiders came out in a jumbo formation, which of course they were, because they were going to kneel the ball. And the Chargers went, uh-oh, we don't have our jumbo set out there. We better call a timeout to change defensive personnel. And the Raiders went, all right, you want to call a timeout? Cool. We'll go win the game. We only need five more to be in field goal range. Why not? And if we miss the field goal, who the hell cares? We're going to be out of time, right? We either win or we tie. If you want to insult us by calling the timeout, we'll just send you home. And they did. Brandon Staley, what the hell are you doing?
I feel so bad for Justin Herbert, too. Because coming back, all those fourth and nines, fourth and tens, and dude was getting
Slinging.
It done. Got it back, got him tied up and fighting hard, and then your coach takes a timeout.
Yeah. I mean, how many fourth down in the drive to score the touchdown to tie the game, and then in the drive to kick a field goal to tie the game in overtime, how many fourth downs did Justin Herbert end up earning first downs on? Like five?
He set a record.
Yeah.
He set a record, a game record they were talking about last night in the broadcast. And because every time it's like fourth down, that's over. Just got another
one.
Yeah,
and like fourth and nines, yeah. Fourth and tens.
Yeah. And looked good coming back, and then they took the timeout. Man, I wish he wouldn't have did that just to see if that's what the Raiders were going to do. Because what a move that would have been, and what it really would have sucked if you were Pittsburgh.
So the Chargers call a timeout. Josh Jacobs coming off the timeout gashes a 10-yard run to send it down to the 30. If you're the Raiders, why the hell not kick the field goal and win, right? Add another win to the record. What's it hurt? Here's the best part. After the game was over, the Raiders' long snapper went over to Austin Ekeler, and the cameras caught him telling Austin Ekeler that the Raiders had planned to kneel the clock before the timeout. They had planned to kneel it. There's a video. The long snapper runs up to Ekeler. They're talking. He tells Ekeler, and you can read his lips. He says, we were going to kneel it. And Eckler's eyes roll far back in his head. I thought they were going to spin all the way around.
I didn't know that's who it was, but I saw that live.
Yep.
And I'm like, he just told him they were going to kneel.
Yep.
It's exactly what he told him.
Yep. The San Diego Superchargers, LA Superchargers, absolutely timeouted themselves out of the playoffs. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody tells you you're not qualified to do your job today, I want you to just look at him and say, Brandon Staley, and leave the room. That's all you got to do.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.